Cincinnati is a city known for its rich history, as well as its many and varied neighborhoods, some of which are old and thriving, and some of which are going through a bit of a renaissance. One neighborhood in the midst of such a rebirth is East Walnut Hills. Treasures for Charity is an upscale resale shop located in East Walnut Hills, where you can shop for furniture, art, and accessories, and make a positive impact in your community at the same time. The shop offers unique, good quality, gently used merchandise, and they donate 70% of their proceeds to 6 local area charities. I met with Valerie Duplain, owner of Treasures for Charity, to find out more. Valerie, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for coming in.
How long has Treasures for Charity been in existence here in East Walnut Hills?
We opened last September.
And what's the idea behind this shop?
We're trying to get money for local charities, and we work with 6 local charities. And when things are donated and they sell, then they get 70% of the sale.
And so how did you accumulate all the stuff that's in this shop?
Some is donated, some's consigned, some I purchased myself to make sure we keep interesting things in the shop.
And then what led you to say, I want to start a store of this kind?
Well, I'm retired and I live in the community. I live in East Walnut Hills, and I just thought it'd be fun to do and give a little bit back to the community.
East Walnut Hills in general, and then this little strip right here specifically, seems to be going through a bit of a rebirth itself.
Yeah, St. Francis de Sales Corner, it's just been wonderful. There's been several great shops opening. There's a couple more that are going to open in a few months, and it's been a nice revival.
I've seen some construction as I walk by. It looks like some of these buildings are getting a second or maybe even a third life.
Well, I think the main construction going on there now is actually Myrtle's, and that is actually a punch bar that's going to open by Molly Wellman, who also owns Japs and Neons downtown.
Could you tell me a bit about some of the charities that you work with?
We work with Caracol, who's a wonderful, does work with AIDS. Faces Without Places, who does wonderful work tutoring homeless children. We work with the Free Store Pantry. We work with the Walnut Hills Kitchen. We work with Mercy Neighborhood Ministries, which is right at St. Francis de Sales.
Now, are you personally responsible for making those connections with those charities?
Yes. We also work with Prospect House, which provides home for men with drug problems and alcohol problems.
So someone who may be interested not just in coming to shop, but might have something that they think would be interesting to add to your collection, what would they do to get your attention?
Well, they would bring it in, and then they could, we are not a 501c3, but they can say, oh, I want this to go to Caracol or whoever they want to go to, and then they could get a tax letter for tax purposes from them. And then they, like I said, they can choose the charity they want it to go to, and then that charity will get 70% of the selling price when it sells.
Interesting. So the people who actually bring the items in can choose which charity they want to support.
Yes, and get a tax purpose letter from that charity.
Do you have any kind of special events or sales or anything coming up in the near future?
We mark things down like an extra 10% every month, things that are donated and consigned. They only go to 40% traditionally, but then we do have special sales at times. The big thing on this street is Walk on Woodburn, and the next one will be July 11th. It's Friday night, 6 to 9. All the shops stay open, and then they have, like, usually a beer truck in the parking lot or a food truck or something, so it's a fun evening for everybody.
And the items here at the shop, they're kind of not what you'd normally expect. You state specifically in your website, it's not a thrift store.
We do have a lot of art. Our big seller in here seems to be furniture, though. We sell a lot of books, you know, eclectic collection of books. And we sell anything unique. Like, we got in a Mutt Jeep grill the other day, you know, an old Army grill. It sold immediately. You know, somebody wanted it for the man cave. So it seems like when we get unique things in, they seem to go out the door pretty quickly.
Well, thank you very much for your time, Valerie.
Okay, well, thank you for coming in. I appreciate your time. Watch him away!
Treasures for Charity is located at 2723 Woodburn Avenue in the heart of historic East Walnut Hills. For links to more information about the shop, including hours of operation, please visit us at wvxu.org/lx. For WVXU's local exposure, I'm Jim Nolan.